Talking with Ben Hale, Western Livestock. Ben, this week, Oklahoma National Stockyards, the commission firm there, you and the other firms at Oklahoma City, had some good numbers. What, 8,400 is what USDA called it as far as the numbers on Monday.
Yeah, they did, compared to about 4,300 a year ago, and had several of us had some cattle rain out. I know we lost 5 or 6, 7 loads, and so may have got close to 10,000, but we'll take the rain any day.
Now, you know, steady money. When you look down on the sell sheet, you know, what do you see? What sticks out in your mind?
I don't know. You know, they called it steady. We started at 6:30 there, and there was just lots of demand on them live cattle early. And I mean, I thought we got along extremely well. And then it moved on into those feeders. We're going to see lots and lots of big 9 and 10 weight cattle like we're already seeing. And I thought them cattle just sold extremely well. They did call it steady, but it looked awfully good to me, Ron.
Yeah, we're over $2 a pound on most of these cattle, 9.50 and up.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well over two, and kind of being that way on them up on those 9 weight heifers too. You know, we're getting a lot of them sold up there at $2 and plus.
That's for those calves that are coming in now. What is there a fair amount of a discount on some of these that are not weaned? In other words, if they've got some value added to it, you're getting a little more money for them.
The unweaned calves, yes, they will bring less. But if you take one that's unweaned, but you know, you take some of those unweaned 599 weight steers at 289, that's still pretty good. I think guys are just cutting across because they're needing light cattle, and there's lots of grass around, and so I think they're just kind of absorbing them.
I guess these rains of May, first half of May, setting us up for maybe a decent early summer grazing season.
I think we're well on our way, and we get, you know, some of them places in southern Oklahoma, north Texas, we filled some ponds up that we hadn't had filled up in several years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that was one of the great benefits of some of these rains that we have had, for sure. Tell me about the Comanche market, Woodward market this week.
Woodward, they're going to have 500 or 600 cows there today, or head there, probably be about 400 or 500 cows, got a string of about 120 or 30 calves are pulling off the cows. So they're going to have a nice run up there today at the cows. Peyton's going to have several feeders tomorrow at Comanche, what he was telling me yesterday when he was visiting about it. And then Woodward going to have a couple loads of big calves out of Texas off the cow. Very fancy. Had two loads of them last week. Then we got several feeders there Thursday.
Overall, mood of the market is fun. You know, people, as you talk with them, what's the mood right now?
It's good. You know, we started out with that $2.75 rally on the board yesterday. We didn't hold it. It's up again today. I think they just like to see it kind of stay, you know, one day where we could catch a rally and hold it. And then obviously we're going to have to get the fats up a little bit on the backside to justify what we're doing. But I think people all in all are enjoying the market right now, making some money and just going on down the road and hoping for green grass for a while.
I guess if we get enough green grass, at least some of these guys will think about holding a few females back, we would hope.
I think that they will, and we're seeing, you know, you'll see some good heifers sell there every week, I think they are holding some back.
If somebody wants to talk to you about these markets, how do they get a hold of you?
Ben Hale, 940-631-2333. We'd like to visit with you about the market or buying or whatever you got on your mind.
Thanks, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. You can go to westerncommissioncompany.com. That's our website. And got details on the commission firm, Oklahoma National Stockyards, Western Livestock Commission Firm. Monday, Tuesday sales, Comanche on Wednesday, the Woodward Market on Thursday. And they'll be glad to work with you in all of these locations and helping you get your cattle successfully marketed. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.